Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Biscuit Bites. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Cambria. So if you're wondering what this is, we're basically the behind-the-scenes people from Cat Biscuits, a podcast about pets. You know, the main show with Scarlett and Leon.
Right. So Biscuit Bites is like, think of it as our little in-between show where we just, you know, chat about pet stuff while Scarlett and Leon are probably off doing whatever hosts do when they're not recording.
Probably arguing about whether cats or dogs are better. Again? Anyway, today we thought we'd just have a super casual conversation about pets because, let's be honest, we never get tired of talking about them.
Exactly. So, Cambria, I have to ask, because I've been dying to know this. You mentioned you had, like, what, 3 cats growing up?
Oh my God, yes. 3 cats and, well, this is embarrassing, like 7 hamsters. Not all at once, but yeah, my childhood was basically just a parade of small furry creatures.
7 hamsters? Okay, you have to tell me about that because that sounds like either the best childhood ever or complete chaos.
Oh, it was definitely chaos. Like, my mom had this rule where if a hamster died, we could get a new one, but she didn't account for the fact that hamsters, they don't live very long. So basically every few months, I'd be at the pet store picking out a new hamster. And my mom would be like, how is this my life?
That's actually hilarious. Did you name them all different things? Or did you have like the same hamster name that you just kept reusing?
Oh, no. They all had very specific names. There was Butterscotch, who was this gorgeous golden color. Then Pepper, who was black and white. Cookie, obviously, because I was apparently very food motivated even as a kid.
Wait, hold up. You're telling me you had a hamster named Cookie and now you work on a podcast called Cat Biscuits? That's destiny right there.
God, I never thought about that. You're totally right. It's like the universe was preparing me for a life of pet-related snack nomenclature. Is that a thing?
It is now. But okay, what about the cats? Because I feel like cats and hamsters in the same house seems like it could be problematic.
Oh, it was. Our cats were, well, 2 of them were pretty chill, but our 3rd cat, Mr. Whiskers, and yes, I know, super original name.
Mr. Whiskers is a perfectly respectable cat name. Don't apologize for Mr. Whiskers.
Okay, fair point. So Mr. Whiskers was like, he was obsessed with the hamster cage. He would just sit there for hours just staring like a little furry security guard, but you know, with ulterior motives.
That's both adorable and slightly terrifying. Did he ever actually, you know...
No, thank God. I think the cage was too secure, and honestly, I think Mr. Whiskers was more entertained by just watching hamster TV, you know? Like his own personal nature documentary.
Hamster TV? I love that. You know, that actually brings up something interesting about pet behavior. Like, do you think pets watch other pets the same way we might watch TV?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, have you ever watched a dog at a dog park? They're totally people watching, but like dog watching. They're checking out who's there, what drama's happening, who's got the best toys.
Yes. And cats, oh man, cats are the ultimate voyeurs. My sister has this cat Muffin, and she will literally sit in the window for hours just judging the neighborhood. I swear she's got opinions about everyone who walks by.
Muffin definitely sounds like she's got the neighborhood drama all figured out. I bet she's like, oh, there goes Steve again with his weird walking schedule. And don't even get me started on the postal worker.
Exactly. You know what's funny? We spend so much time trying to understand our pets, but I wonder how much they actually understand about us. Like, do they know we're weird?
Oh, they definitely know we're weird. I mean, think about it from their perspective. We leave the house for 8 hours every day, come back smelling like other places, and then we get excited about putting food in their bowl like it's the highlight of our day.
And we talk to them in those ridiculous voices. Like, I cannot have a normal conversation with a dog. It's physically impossible. The moment I see a dog, my voice goes up like 3 octaves and I start saying things like, who's a good boy? Who is it?
Oh my God, yes. And with cats, it's even worse because they just look at you like, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to stop. Like, they're embarrassed for us.
They are. Cats are definitely embarrassed for us. But here's the thing. We don't care, right? Like, we'll make complete fools of ourselves for our pets, and we're totally fine with it.
Completely fine with it. I once spent 20 minutes trying to get my friend's cat to high-five me. 20 minutes, Ryan. The cat was not interested, but I was determined.
Did you eventually get the high-five?
No, but I got something better. The cat finally just put his paw on my hand, like, fine, human, if this will make you stop being weird. It was basically a pity high-five. But I'll take it.
A pity high five is still a high five. You know what I love about pets, though? They don't judge us for being weird. Like, they might think we're weird, but they love us anyway.
That's so true. And honestly, that's probably why we connect with them so much, right? Like, they just accept us completely, weird voices and all. They don't care if we're having a bad day or if we forgot to comb our hair.
Exactly. Although, I have to say, some pets are definitely judgmenty. My neighbor has this parrot that I swear this bird has opinions about everything. Like, it'll look at you and you can tell it's thinking, your outfit choices are questionable.
Parrots are scary smart, though. They probably do have opinions about our outfit choices. I saw this video once of a parrot that learned to mimic its owner's phone, and it would answer calls by making ringing sounds and then saying hello.
That's both amazing and terrifying. Imagine coming home and your parrot is just conducting fake phone conversations. Hello? Oh yes, Karen, did you see what my human wore today?
Stop. Now I'm imagining all our pets having group chats about us. Like, Mr. Whiskers would definitely be in there like, guys, she tried to make me wear a sweater again.
And Muffin would be like, at least your human doesn't sing off key while cooking dinner every single night. Which, she's not wrong about my sister.
Oh no, does she really sing while cooking? That's actually kind of sweet though.
It is sweet, but she's not good at singing, Cumbria, and Muffin has to listen to it every day. Sometimes I see the cat just sitting there with this look of resignation.
Poor Muffin. Although, you know what? I bet there are worse things. At least your sister is not trying to teach Muffin TikTok dances or something.
Don't give her ideas. She's already tried to get Muffin to, well, never mind. That's a story for another day. But speaking of social media and pets, isn't it wild how many pet influencers there are now?
Oh my God, yes. Like, there are cats with more followers than most people. And honestly, good for them. If I looked that cute in every picture, I'd want to be famous too.
Right? But do you think the pets know they're famous? Like, does a famous dog understand that millions of people think they're cute?
I don't know, but I feel like they probably just know that when the camera comes out, good things happen, like treats or extra attention or more treats. They've got it figured out.
That's probably the secret to happiness right there. See camera, expect treats. Maybe we should all live like famous pets.
I mean, they do have it pretty good. Sleep whenever you want, someone else handles all your meals, and people think everything you do is adorable.
Okay, you've convinced me. In my next life, I want to come back as a spoiled house cat, just napping in sunny windows and judging humans all day.
You know what, though? I just realized we've been talking about cats and dogs and hamsters, but what about the really unusual pets? Like, have you ever met someone with a pet snake or a lizard?
Oh my God, yes! My cousin had this bearded dragon named Spike, and I was so intimidated by it at first. But then I watched him just sitting there, being all zen and peaceful, and I realized that reptiles are basically just scaly meditation masters.
Scaly Meditation Masters. I love that. And they're probably looking at us thinking, these mammals are so stressed all the time. Just sit on a warm rock and chill out, guys. Like they figured out the secret to life.
That's basically exactly how it went. And the weirdest part was that the chicken seemed totally into it. Like it wasn't being dragged along. It was actually strutting. This chicken had more confidence than most people I know.
A confident chicken. You know what's funny about that? Every pet, no matter how weird or unusual, seems to have such distinct personalities. Like, you could probably tell me about any animal and I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense for that specific animal.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's what makes pets so special, right? Like, even if someone has a pet rock. Okay, maybe not a rock, but you know what I mean. Every animal just has this unique way of being themselves, and somehow we always fall in love with exactly who they are.
That's so true. And I love how pets just, they don't try to be anything other than what they are. Like Mr. Whiskers wasn't trying to be the perfect cat. He was just being his weird hamster watching self. And that's exactly why we loved him. There's something really beautiful about that.
That sounds perfect, honestly. But speaking of which, we should probably start wrapping up here. I feel like we could talk about pets for like 6 more hours.
Easily. But yeah, we should probably let people get back to their actual pets instead of just listening to us ramble about them. So before we go, Cambria, any final pet wisdom for our listeners?
Okay, here's my wisdom. Embrace the weird pet owner voice. Don't be embarrassed about talking to your pets like they're the most important beings in the universe, because honestly, to you, they probably are.
That's actually really beautiful. My wisdom is simpler. Always have treats in your pocket. You never know when you'll meet a good dog.
Solid advice. Okay, everyone, that's it for this episode of Biscuit Bites. If you want more pet content, and let's be honest, who doesn't? Make sure you check out the full episodes of Cat Biscuits, a podcast about pets with Scarlett and Leon.
And if you have questions, stories, or just want to tell us about your pets being weird, you can email us at catbiscuitspodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. Go give your pet some extra scratches from Ryan and me.
And remember, every pet deserves to be someone's favorite weirdo. We'll catch you next time on Biscuit Bites.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.